If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
There was this horse and a donkey. They met in a bar and they were having beers together and they were having a lot of fun and drinking, whatever. And eventually, they really become good friends. So the horse invited the donkey into his home and offered him a cup of coffee and whatever. And on the wall, there was all those like trophies and pictures of the horse winning that race and whatever. Anyway, beautiful morning. They enjoyed themselves. You know what? The donkey said to the horse, come to my house. Come to my house tomorrow. So the horse said, yeah, for sure. He went to his house in the morning. So before he came, donkey didn't have nothing on the wall. So he took a picture of the zebra and hanged it on the wall. Anyway, the horse comes. He comes inside and they have a coffee, a wonderful coffee, an espresso, cappuccinos, whatever, and cake and whatever. So the horse asked the donkey, what is this picture? He says, that picture was when I was playing for Juventus.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today it's Wednesday and the time is now 6 o'clock and 11 minutes. And the day today is the 26th of September and the year's 2018. The Jewish day today is the 29th of Tishrei, and the year is 5779. My name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my pawn stars. So, first of all, the fifth pawn star, she's not here.
Yep.
She's at home with bronchitis.
Yep.
So
she's got no voice.
So we're gonna wish her all the best. So that's for Sasha.
Yay, that's it.
All right.
Feel better, Sash.
Feel better. So let me tell you, let me introduce the second guy. So the second guy from the deeps of Hyde Park, he comes to us, a gentle giant, also known as our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. Please welcome Eitan Nadler.
Good evening. Chag Sameach, everyone.
Chag Sameach. What do we have here from 96 Centon Drive? Running one of the most beautiful establishments.
Yay!
All right, called Top Cash. You also have a Swiss watch and diamond expert. Please welcome Leon Raymond.
Yay!
No, hello, darlings.
No, that's you.
He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Please say hello to Peter Feldman.
Woo. Thank you, Roy. It's nice to be here.
Good. Let me tell you, what can I say? She's the lady that gives me a hard time. No, she's not my wife. My wife's giving me a hard time lately, huh? No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deep ends of Hyde Park. She's also our jewelry person. So if anybody needs jewelry for any ring or any occasion, she won't give you hard time. You must just call 011-325-7777 and she'll help him. Her name is Irene Bauer.
Hello, hello, darling.
Last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. She hails from 96 Anton Drive. Please welcome Nicole.
Hello, everybody.
And oh, baby.
And
love is in the air because we are selling rings left, right, and center.
Serious?
Yes.
People are in love.
In love.
In love. Love is in the air.
Well, we'll talk about this a bit later.
All right. Because why?
People just like to get ringed, right?
Why not? Love is a good subject.
I don't think it's about love. I don't care what it is.
Just because you're not in love doesn't mean other people can't be in love.
No. Stupidity is out there.
It can be, I'm sorry.
Really, Roy?
Yeah.
No.
Nobody's innocent.
I'm in love.
You're in love with yourself.
Watch out, your eyes, eh?
What do you mean, myself?
Yourself.
You love me.
Liel's also in love with himself. He got himself a lovely pair of earrings today.
Oh, baby. This is nice.
Yeah,
you look like Ronaldo.
Three character. Yeah, exactly.
It looks like Ronaldo.
Narcissism. Do you know what it means?
Then when you're loving yourself.
Yeah, right.
No. Narcissism is different. Narcissism is when
everything is about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's about you, and you have to be the. Yeah. All right.
And you also try to control people and manipulate them to do what you want. And it's
you're
all
describing
about
my
you.
Wife now. Stop it, man.
Okay, sorry. It's Peter Stanton.
I thought you were describing yourself.
Oh, that's not right. That's not right. You know, we're talking good about ourselves, and we stop. Yeah, like now. You're listening to. Yeah, so.
Roy,
what
do you call a man that can't stand?
Sitting man.
Neil.
I know Neil.
Oh, yeah.
I know a guy by the name of Nick. All right, I will tell the story tomorrow.
No, not Nick.
No.
What do you call a guy that lie down just outside the door of your house?
Matt.
Matt.
I knew a guy. I was at school with a guy called Kneebone.
Kneebone?
Yes. And he was a very good swimmer.
Oh, was he?
I'm serious.
What do you call a guy in a bunch of leaves?
All right.
Lying in a bunch of leaves. Russell.
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 What?
Russell, you listen to this. Russell.
Yeah. Russell.
Russell. I don't know why.
We have a point here.
I'm sure she had a Russell once. Huh? Shame, man.
No,
or twice.
Still
I don't
a
know.
She's still a Russell.
Russell, has it? All right. All right. Please don't forget to like us. Our Facebook page is Porn Stars on 101.9. You can also follow our short videos Instagram as Roy Perez. Please log on to our YouTube as Roy Perez to see parts of interviews that we're doing lately. Are beautiful with famous artists. If you're listening from all over the world, you know you can log into our website and check our podcast. Just go into www.chaifm.com and just go into podcast, and you go on the Wednesday and you're going to see the Porn Stars Unplugged, and you'll see all our programs there. So if you miss anything, please go there.
Right.
I want if you stay with us, you'll listen just now to Peter Feldman talking about movies. And it's going to give you as well two pairs of tickets.
We're going to give out tickets. But I must tell you that these double tickets, you cannot actually book it online. You've got to actually be at the box office to give them the Mobi code.
How can you book it online?
Well, we've had an incident where someone booked it online.
All right.
Tried.
And tried to. It didn't work. And these comps are only for the normal 2D and 3D cinemas and the VIP. You cannot, and I've got to stress this, you cannot try to book for a 4DX or an Extreme. These tickets don't work there.
Oh.
Also, you cannot see a film on the week of release. That's another one. And there's T's and C's that do apply. And people got to please adhere
guys,
to this.
Just go there and enjoy yourselves. Guy,
enjoy
I promise you, if they tell you not this movie, go to the other one.
Yes,
who cares?
Exactly.
You can win another pair of movies next week. So just listen to Peter just now. We're going to have Peter coming up just now. And we'll tell you, we'll have a quiz anyway. We'll have a quiz. It won't be too difficult for you, I promise you.
Roy?
Yeah?
Two staff members asked if I could say hello to them. Lachey and Andrew Boyke.
All right. No problem.
Like they listen to you.
Lachey and Boyke.
Yeah, Lachey and Boyke.
Well,
we
tomorrow
you
can question them.
Yeah.
All right. I'll question you tomorrow. So, okay. I just want to thank all our listeners, for the support. We get a lot of emails from you guys. And you know what? Please continue with the emails. It's really, really heartwarming. You can always send to roy@cashin.co.za. And I will always reply. Even if it's 300 emails, I'll reply to all of them. So please send me emails. And, it makes really the world, a world of a difference. Really. So I want to start with a nice song. And afterward, we're going to go straight to Peter, but a nice song I want to start. It's really one of my best. So I don't know if you like it, but let me see, where is that?
Give us some details. Come on,
it's from the Foundations.
Oh yes,
you remember the Foundations?
Yeah, something about Buttercup.
Yeah, Buttercup.
Ooh.
Yeah, do you remember that?
I remember it very well.
I loved it. Well, we're gonna listen about the movie. So here you go, Peter.
Right, I was just waiting for the...
Oh, for the movie review. Oh, you know what? Let's do that.
Why let's not? Do it. Why? It adds to the atmosphere.
It's always nice, and it adds to the atmosphere. So, here you go.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman.
Ah, thank you, Roy. That's much better.
All right.
Now I feel at home. There are four movies opening this week. This is on Friday. There's a South African movie called Table Manners, which I didn't get to see. It's about a lot of cooking and about a guy in jail. It's a South African production. Then there's another one called Smallfoot. It's an animated feature. If you've heard of Bigfoot, this is Smallfoot. So it's a comedy, it's music, and I didn't see it. The two movies I did see, one is called A Simple Favor. And this has had a lot of hype around it. It's a kind of Hitchcockian mystery in which Anna Kendrick's has a best new friend. She plays a flogger. You know what a flogger is? Someone who does a video. It's not a blogger, it's a flogger. And she tries to do everything for women. She tries to be nice. She's overzealous in her attempts to make friends.
Overzealous?
Yes, and she actually irritates people. And the actress, Anna Kendrick, irritates me. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. She befriends Emily. Now, Emily's played by Blake Lively. What did I say? Lively. Lively? She's lively, I must tell you. She's married to Ryan Reynolds, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so these two are the key characters in this movie. It's called A Simple Favor. They become friends, and then one day, the lively character named Emily disappears. And it's behoven to Anne Kendrick to try and find her. So she adopts what Hitchcock often did, where an ordinary person suddenly becomes involved in a mystery and tries to play like Nancy Drew. You've heard of Nancy Drew?
Yes.
Well, she wants to become like a Nancy Drew. She wants to be a detective and find out exactly where her friend is. And this is what happens. I found it very messy and very predictable. I picked up what was going on very early. And I knew where this film was going,
yeah,
which is not
good. You saw a lot of movies. Yeah.
Well, yes, but the story, people might be attracted to it. It's light and frothy in places, but it's also uneven and very messy. And it didn't really work for me as a whole.
Yeah.
But there are moments there where it's interesting in the way they pull the characters together. And what's also interesting is Henry Gooding, the guy who was in the Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes.
Yeah, he plays a husband to the Emily character. He's a novelist who hasn't written a hit novel in 10 years. And
he's a novelist in suspense.
He's written one book 10 years earlier,
yeah,
but nothing else. And the Anne Kendrick character, whose name is Stephanie, suspects that he might have murdered his wife.
Ooh.
So there we go. It's called A Simple Favor. The other movie I saw was for fans of Kevin Hart. Now, you know Kevin Hart? He's a little bit smaller, shorter than me.
Yes.
Well, he's in this movie called Night School. It's about a dropout from school who wants to get a job. But he can't get a job unless he gets his GEDs. So what he happens to do is...
You know what's a GED?
What?
Good enough diploma.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's so, Chris Rock for you.
Okay. Yeah. So did he get a GED, Chris Rock?
I don't know. He says, yeah, I think so.
I don't believe everything he says. Kevin Hart is very funny. It's very frenetic. And his humor is very coarse, very vulgar, very physical.
No, I like him. I like him.
And at night school, he meets all these other misfits, and they're all trying to get this diploma. So they decide to steal it from the principal's office, the answers to this test, and things go wrong. There are very funny moments. But as I said, it's a coarse movie. It's aimed at a target market. It's called... Night School, and I think it'll appeal to certain elements within our movie-going fraternity.
Okay.
So the question I want to ask our listeners is name the two actresses in A Simple Favor. I mentioned it several times.
Yep. Quite easy.
Quite easy.
All right.
If you listened, it's quite easy.
If you're listening, if you listened, the two actresses... In Night Favor.
No.
In
A Simple Favor. You're not simple listening, favor. Roy. A Simple Favor.
You know what? There's no... two movies, one, eh?
All right. All right.
All right.
You can make really, one... You can, trying to memorize that.
Oh, Roy, you could bring you the can, two movies together.
Here you go.
A Night Favor. And, yeah, and have Kevin...
Simple
Kevin
Favor. There isn't such a thing.
A
you know that. There isn't such a thing as Simple Favor. But anyway, WhatsApp it to us to 061-895-1019, or you can SMS us to 34519, and we've got Roland saying, love and marriage are made in heaven, but so are thunder and lightning. Roland, let me tell you.
You're right.
So these are New Metro, so go ahead, give us the answers, and I will send you all the details, the Mobi codes, but I also want to ask you if you could please send us your email addresses as well. It's easier, so I can email them and give them all the details, because on an SMS, it's often very difficult. Thank you very much, Roy. I'm off to the Joy of Jazz, the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz. They're launching tonight. All the artists are there. They're starting tomorrow night at the Sandton Convention Center. It's three nights on five different stages. David Sanborn's here. Cassandra Wilson's here.
Ooh.
And they're doing a special tribute to Hugh Masekela with the Horn Summit. There's a lot of happening. There's hundreds of artists appearing. There's five stages. So I'm off now to meet the artist. But thanks
Let me tell
again.
You something.
Yes,
I have to say that because on Friday I was invited to see Nick Rabinowitz.
Oh, yes.
And he was amazing. I promise you guys.
He's one of the best comedians in South Africa.
Not just best comedians. He's so good. He's, and he's proper South African because he can speak black language. I don't know what it was. I think it was Zulu, of course.
Zulu.
But
Zulu.
He spoke like he was born like that.
And Afrikaans.
And Afrikaans. And let me tell you, it was amazing.
Did he identify anybody in the audience and started playing to them?
I'm sure.
You saw that last
year. Yeah.
The front row.
The front row, yeah.
Thanks, Roy.
Okay, thank you so much. So, hi, Roy and team. I also got my PhD in matric. I passed high school with difficulties. Good one, good one. Jason! Thank you so much, Jason. Yeah, so, Jason, what are we going to do? I'm going to put a nice song now. Very nice. Very nice. I'm sure you're going to like it. And if you don't, complain here at 061-895-1019. This is Fontana Bass. Fontana Bass, yeah.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
You know, Vladimir Putin is going to a primary school and wants to explain to kids, you know, what's happening in Russia and whatever. So he goes, so basically sits in Moscow, they're in one of the small, so he wants to show how strong the state is and how he takes care of citizens. And at the end, he says to the little students, he says to them, if they've got any questions, they must just ask. So the one says, he says, my name is Sasha, and I got two questions. So Putin says, yeah, so go for it. So he says, why is Russia attack the half island Krim? And the second question, why is Russia send some soldiers to Ukraine? So Putin started to say, good question. I'm very happy that you ask those questions. At that moment, the bell went off and all the kids went for the break. As they're coming back from the break, you know, we continue questions, and another student come up and says, my name is Misha, and I've got four questions for you. He says, why Russia attacked Krim? And the second question, why Russia sends soldiers to Ukraine? And the bell was 20 minutes earlier. And why? And where the hell is Sasha?
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. And I hope you enjoyed our jokes on Sasha. Where is Sasha? So anyway, I want to tell you a story, guys. And it's a little bit of a little bit sad. Begins sad, continues okay. But I think at the end it'll be happy.
Happy ending.
The happy ending. So we've got like this. There was this poor man that lent money from this rich person. Now apparently the time came to pay, and the poor man didn't have the money. So he came with his daughter to the meeting, and the rich man was very old and very ugly. And he says, you know what? I've got a deal for you. You give me your daughter, and I will scrape off the debt. Now, it wasn't that easy, but I'll tell you, you know what? I'll give you some play. And they were standing at the river where there's pebbles. So I'll pick up two pebbles, one of them black and one of them white. And your daughter will choose one bag. If it comes with a white pebble, the debt is gone and she doesn't have to marry me. If she picks up the black pebble, she has to marry me. If she doesn't agree, you'll go to jail. You'll go rot in jail. So he bent over, he picked up two pebbles. The girl, you know, she's still young, she's got quick eyes. She looked, she saw the black pebbles both pebbles were black. Now she's got three options. Now she can refuse the offer, then the father go to jail, will rot in jail, never mind, go to jail. The girl can discover that the bad man was, two black...
He was a crook.
He was a crook, yeah. Or she can condemn her life with this old man.
And take the... By picking
the basically,
black
basically, those are the three options. I don't know if anybody can see another option. But what I'm saying, I'll call the story Think Outside the Box. What happened was that... When he gave her the stones, the two packets to choose from, she opened the one and one of the stones obviously fell on the floor. He says, oh, look what you did. He says, I'm so sorry, I'm so clumsy. So the stone left, but he says, please don't worry, sir. Open the other pack and check what is the one that left. What do you think about that?
Perfect.
Clever girl. Perfect.
Clever girl, eh? Clever girl. Perfect. I say she should have married the rich man. Wait till he crocs up and die and have a lot of fun. But that's my opinion. I don't know about your opinion.
So he would live for long.
I also think
like
that
my mother-in-law.
Her father
Is she still around?
Why a father all have right. a problem with her daughter? His daughter is marrying a rich man.
I don't see a problem, eh? Am I right?
She's the one that has to live with him.
Nobody cares about him.
You know, she can make his life a living hell. Trust me. She can even talk to...
Your wife.
I'm not going to say my wife. I think my wife's going to get upset.
Your ass just
she can,
cracked.
Can talk to your husband's wife. Shame. How's that, Arin? Can talk to your husband's wife.
Which is me. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, talk to yourself. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. What do we have today? You know who was born today?
Who going to jail?
All right. Who do we have? We've got Serena Williams. Oh. She was born today. She's like, how old is she?
She or he?
32.
We're not sure. What? She's 37.
She's,
yeah. Yeah. 37. She's 37 years old. Now here it says she weighs 70 kilos.
She weighs 70 kilos when she was born.
Yeah, she says she weighs 70 kilos. I think she weighs like a bit of I think that's what a mustache weighs. Yeah, it's not nice. It's not nice. She's actually a pretty woman.
Yeah, she's very pretty. I wouldn't want to
switch off the lights.
In,
no,
let's
I wouldn't.
Say the song Pretty Woman was written not on her.
Not for her. I must say. I don't know, but that's my personal taste.
But
you know?
I love her to death. As an athlete, she's one of my favorite.
She's a machine. She's not an athlete. She's a machine. Yeah. And you know, she's got quads. She's got quads. Tennis is just a game. Family is forever. That's what she says. Eh? Mm-hmm. That's what she says.
Good for her.
Yeah, I know. You know who was born today as well?
Mm-hmm.
You will not believe. Olivia Newton-John.
Hey.
If you know how old is she?
She must be about all right. 67.
70 on the dot. 70. She's 70 year old today, believe it or not. She still looks not bad.
By the way, do you know that she's Jewish?
Is she? Makes me even prouder. She's Jewish. Here you go. So she's Jewish too. Was she? I mean, you're pretty Jew. Where do you find those? Oh, I'm sorry. There's quite a few, actually, I must say.
In Pick and Pay.
Pick and Pay, yeah. Anyway, she's 70 years old. Believe it or not. And Linda Hamilton, do you remember from...
Yes, the Terminator.
Yeah. And how old is she, you think? Give me a guess. Come
she
on.
She is 53.
No. No.
62. What?
62. She was born in 1956. So she is... Yeah.
The Terminator was 1984. I remember.
So. No, she was 12 then.
She wasn't 12. She wasn't that young.
Yeah, she wasn't that young.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we've got Melissa Sue Anderson. Do you know who she...
Sound familiar.
So, very familiar. Yeah. Right. When I look at the name and I said to myself, Melissa Sue Anderson, I remember. You know why I remember? Melissa Sue Anderson was the girl from the Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, yeah.
I remember her. Now, how old is she?
Which one? Emily.
No. I don't know now the surnames. I don't know the names of the...
About 65.
Yeah. Eh?
She must be
Laura, 75. Laura. Yes, Laura was the star.
No, the beautiful one. There was one beautiful and one...
The girl.
Laura.
No, the beautiful wasn't Laura. That was the tall one, the older one.
Yeah.
The tall one with the longer.
Anyway, Melissa Sue Anderson, how old do you think she is?
65.
No.
75.
No! She's my age.
What?
I was going to say in the 50s.
Ah, so we're young, huh?
She was like 5.
Seis and Feiftach. She's 56. 56 years old today. Today she's actually young.
She's older than you.
What? Older than me. Two months older than me. Believe it or not.
Everybody in your year.
Now, do you know who died today, guys? Really? Do you know who died today?
Who died today?
Paul Newman.
Not today. Today's date. Yeah.
Today's date.
Ten years ago.
I think 2008.
2008.
Yeah, you're right.
Paul Newman. Paul Newman.
Paul Newman. You know he was Jewish. He was Jewish.
Yeah. His father was Jewish.
Is who?
His father was Jew.
His father
most
was
probably
Jew.
His mother as well, because it says he's a religious Jew.
Mostly Jew.
Judaism, religion, Judaism.
No, but his father was Jewish, not the mother, but anyway.
The mother wasn't. Why? She wasn't wearing...
So if you ask the chief rabbi, he will tell you now, but otherwise he's Jewish.
He's Jewish. Well, you know what? You know, he died with $50 million. He didn't give me 1 cent. I don't care about him.
I just don't care about him. That's all he
does. One thing I must tell you,
yeah?
He was one of the actors who had the most longest marriage, him and John Woodward.
Yeah.
In Hollywood.
Serious? Was he married longer than me?
So happy, yeah. Happy he wasn't.
Maybe that's why he didn't give any money. I mean, think about it. Yeah,
and he died in the age of?
81, I think. 81. Yeah, 83. 83.
83.
83.
And you know why he died? Of broken heart. His wife said to him, do the dishes. He said, no. No, not like Peter Feldman. I'm not going to talk about Peter. He's not here. But Peter loved doing the dishes, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says.
Well, he doesn't have a choice.
Doesn't have a choice. I think better
to love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Better to love it than well, yeah. Anyway, who more died today was Levi Strauss. You know Levi Strauss?
Yeah,
the one
with
my jeans. Yeah, he did.
Yep.
He died today as well.
He died today in
1800. Yeah,
1800.
That's right.
No,
1902. Yeah. Not that. No, but they invented Levi's in the 1800s.
Yeah, no, sure. The guy was a machine. Eh? Not just
more
his
or less
German.
When they found the gold in South Africa in 1860, I think, something around there.
Yeah, don't forget, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk about drawing friends here on 101.9. Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about a lot of things. So please
do you have a guest
us.
This time?
I've got guests again, Irene? No.
Asking, oh, guest. Do you have a guest?
I don't guess. I don't know. You know, sometimes she sits far. I don't hear. Don't hear properly.
So what did you hear? Do you have guests?
Yes. That's what I heard. Do I have guests? I said, no.
Guess not.
Well, why do you...
Right, you know that
because you've been inviting everybody that comes into the office, so I'm just
was
asking.
Invited. No one wants to come. No one wants to come. Nobody wants to come. So, what do we have today on our agenda? Do we have any stories to tell? Do we have any?
Yes.
Okay. What? What story do you have, Irene?
Oh, do you remember the Chippendales?
Chippendales.
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you. So, in school, the matric set on in a different field because we were privileged. So, you know, you have set work books in matric. We had a set work video of a movie, you know, then you had to write about it, etc.
Yeah, movie studies.
Movie studies, yes. So, we were sitting during break, eating lunch, chatting or whatever, and then the English teacher came to us and said, come girls, you need to go to the video room and we need to work on our set video. So we said, okay. So off we went. And then we got in there, all set all over. And then she pushed play. And guess what? It was a Chippendales video.
All right. Was that a mistake?
No, it was on purpose. She treated us
the
to
first
the
time you saw Chippendales.
Oh, treat you to Chippendales. Nice.
I went to the show, actually.
Yeah, but you said you were very innocent and you were in a girls' school. And
let me tell you a story. That's a very serious story, so guys, listen to that. So one day, the wife came home, and she came home early, and she found her husband in the bedroom making love to a very, very young and beautiful girl. She started... Well, she was so upset. She says, you are this disrespectful pig. She says, why are you laughing?
It's why not are you laughing?
Yeah, I love your expression.
You're such disrespectful pig. And she was crying. How do you do that to your faithful wife, the mother of your children? She and the three. I'm leaving you. I want a divorce right away. And so the guy says, 1 minute, love.
Did you notice she changed the accent in the middle of it?
Yeah, I did. 1 minute, love. I can tell you what happened. Go ahead. She said, go ahead. Anyway, go ahead. So the husband says, well, I was getting into the car, getting home, you know, and this young lady asked me for a lift. So she looked so thin and so hungry. So, yes, I invited her to the car. And I decided that I asked her if she wanted to eat something. She says yes because she looks so thin and hungry. So I brought her home and I warmed up the enchiladas that I made for you last night. And you wouldn't eat because you were scared to get fat. And you must see how she ate them. She said it was the nicest thing she ever had. Then she was so dirty, so I said to her, go have a shower. And I looked at her clothes, and they're full of holes, and they were so, you know, so I gave her some of your clothes. I gave her your designer jeans that you never wore because you said they were too tight. And then I gave her the underwear that I gave you as an anniversary present because I don't have a good taste. And then I gave her the Christmas gift that I gave you that you don't want to wear, those beautiful boots that I bought for you. And you said that you don't want to wear them because somebody else in the office got the same pair of boots. And basically she was dressed and she was so lovely. And as she wanted to leave our apartment, she turned around and says, do you have anything else that your wife doesn't use?
Then she would have a laugh in her back and her heart.
Do you have a better story? Something to top that one up.
Listen, a man is asking his wife, what would you do if I'm winning the lottery? She said, it's easy. Taking half and I'm leaving you. He said, oh, that's cool. I want 20 rand. Take 10 and get out.
Good one, Atlantic. I must say. People think that in Africa, we ride lions and elephant to work.
Yes, we do.
That's ridiculous, man. We don't have jobs.
We don't have roads.
We don't have jobs.
By the way, we spoke earlier about how many years marriage, whatever. So this couple is celebrating 50 years anniversary.
Yeah.
So the husband tell his wife, you know, my darling, how would you like to celebrate? She said, how about we'll run up the stairs and we'll jump into bed? He said, baby, you can choose only one. Who are you laughing at?
Good one.
Do you know they say 4 to 5 people suffers from diarrhea? Does that mean the 5th person enjoys it?
Let me tell you, a woman throws her husband out of the house. And as he's on his way out, she throws, you know, he takes the suitcase and leaves. And she throws things at him and says, I wish you'll have a horrible life. I wish everything will get upside down. I wish you'll never get right. And I wish you'll never have sex in your life. So the man turns around and says, so what are you saying? Must I stay now?
Roy, I put new pair of socks every day. The problem is by Friday, it's really hard to put my shoes on.
Good one, eh?
Moshe?
You are getting old when you and your teeth don't sleep together.
Good one.
Yeah. You know, not only old, listen.
You know what? I really want to play a song. It's actually a song. It's do you remember Sunny?
Baby. Oh yeah, but you like? The new version.
No, the Madala version. Madala version. That's a very very old version. It's from Bobby Hebb. Do you remember him, Bobby Hebb?
Don't remember him, but remember the song.
Yeah,
Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try, you guys.
Sunny,
have fun, guys.
You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine you gave. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
This is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz. If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
She's the lady that gives me a hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deep ends of Cashin in Hyde Park. And her name is Irene Bauer.
Hey.
And this is my impression of Irene.
Hello, darling.
you got it almost right. Almost right.
Hello, darling. Hello, darling.
She's hiding over there.
No, this one is not. Hello, darling. We're going to kill you, darling.
When she wake up in the morning, maybe it's.
Hello, darling.
And then it's getting better during the day.
Remember that?
It's like a Hanyo Moore, darling.
Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Right, I really think, and yeah. I got an SMS last week actually, yeah, from someone that says, Roy, the way that you are behaving and talking about women,
I love women,
it's horrible. You're talking about them as a thing, and it really hates it.
it really hates it.
So stop.
So there was this one to I might not be rich, I might not have money or villa or cars or companies like my friend John, but I love you and I adore you. She looked at me with tears in her eyes and hugged me like there's no tomorrow and whispered in my ear, if you love me, introduce me to John.
you know this couple having this romantic dinner, and the man is whispered to the woman, please say something to make my heartbeat race. Just, he said, your wife is behind you.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to the Pawn Stars Unplugged. The time is now 5 minutes to 7. And our WhatsApp number is 0618951019. Our SMSs are 34519. Hopefully you had a good week with a lot to eat. But actually, the whole month is like an eating month. So,
yay.
Moshe, how many kilos did you put on?
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know. All right. So you measure. You can actually measure the happiness by the weight, isn't it? I mean, because I know that your wife can make a mean tiramisu. Uh-huh. I have never in my life, I'm telling you,
Thank you, the best tiramisu.
I mean, you don't have to go to Italy. You can go to Moshe. His wife makes the best tiramisu. I'm telling you, from bottom of my heart, the best.
Roy?
Yeah?
Can I ask, you said happiness is measured by weight.
No, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a lot.
Happiness, I promise you. Happiness,
so then why am I not fat?
Because you're not Jewish and you're not eating what the Jews eat.
And you're not happy.
Yeah, but you're still happy because you're making somebody miserable. Am I right? I
mean, oh, Jesus, so sweet.
I mean, don't say.
Wait, how many winners we got until now in our competition?
Don't forget, 061-895-1019, 34519. It will cost you $1.50.
Did you know?
Oh, anyway, Serena always makes such a racket. I mean, I don't know who said that, but somebody. Yeah, that's
Roy,
a nice one. Yeah.
Did you know regular naps prevent old age?
Regular naps prevent old age.
Especially when you're driving.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it will help you. It will help you. You'll never reach that age.
No.
It's like Ethan said that he want to go like his grandfather
in his sleep.
Peacefully in his sleep.
And not like
and
the
not
passenger next to like a passenger in his car. Yeah.
You know, I spent the last 2 years looking for my wife's killer.
Yeah.
But no one is volunteering.
That's a good one.
Difficult.
You know, when a woman says to her, first of all, during an argument, run away because she had prepared research data charts and she will destroy you.
Yeah. I must say something. Always, you know, remember we used to be young and somebody would say, if you say one more word, what was the word?
What was the word?
Yeah.
You know, in the bar, the woman is laughing, talking to her husband. She said, ah, look on this funny guy, so drunk like hell. He said, why, who is he? I know he was my boyfriend 10 years ago and I refused marrying him. The husband said, hey, oh God, he's still celebrating.
Yeah.
I think it's my wife. It's my wife's fiance, old fiance. I'm sure he's still celebrating. Yes, it's this guy, I'm telling you. Behind every woman, every angry woman, stands a man who has absolutely no idea what they want from him.
Yeah. Okay,
you know, You know, in
I'll tell
Eve,
you to open his ears.
In New Year's Eve, this woman standing on the table in the pub, you know, everyone came over there to celebrate New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And she said, listen, when the time is coming and gone, everyone need to stand next to the person who make his life worth living.
Is
it's coming midnight and gong, the bartender almost got crushed.
Now, listen, guys, I shall say it only once.
What you will say?
If anyone, no, I'll say it in a French accent because that the guy that said it was very clever. And you know, French people are very clever.
No.
So say, anyone who says marriage is an equal partnership is talking other bull. I'm not going to say the rest of the world. Yeah. I gave my mates my motorbike, drinking, drugs, gambling. All she gave up was sex.
Yeah. You know, a man admitted that he lied on his tax return.
All right.
Yeah, he wrote that he is the head of the household.
Guys, I want to wish you a wonderful evening. Please don't forget for us tomorrow. Listen to us at 9 o'clock. We'll be here in the morning at 9 o'clock with fresh ideas of what's going to happen in the world. And I'm going to leave. Successful night. Ah, definitely we're going to be
good
successful.
Good luck, Liverpool.
Good luck, Liverpool. And I want to say something. So I'm going to finish that beautiful evening with Van Morrison with Brown Eyed Girl. Do you remember him?
Yeah. Yes. Bye.
There you go. Bye, guys.